Tess Elul, Monday the 24th of August, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Bein Ho'ahuva Uvein Hasnua, who is older? Which are the two wives? The
two sons.
Oh, the two sons, apologies.
The pasuk in our parasha says, "Ki siyano le'ish le'inoshim." If a man has two wives, ha'achas ahuva v'ha'achas senua, one is beloved, one is hated. V'yoldu lo'ivonim ha'ahuva v'ha'senua, they bear him children. The ahuva, the beloved wife, and the snua, the unloved wife. V'hoyo ha-ben ha-bechoy la-snio. And the snua has the ben ha-bechoy. So the Torah tells us, lo yuchal levaker es ben ho-ahuvo. The father isn't allowed to give any rights to the son of the ahuvo because he loves the mother more. No. Ki es ha-bechoy ben ha-snua yakir. The son of the snua is the older one. Whether he likes the mother of the other child more is irrelevant. It doesn't matter who he likes, who he doesn't like. The oldest child is the oldest child. Ki es ha-bechor ben ha-snua yakir lo ses lo pi shanayim. And he gets all the dinim of the bechora. The Beis Yisrael in Tovshin Yod Aleph said a pidrush, which I think is nice to start off with. He said, there are two ways to learn Torah. Ahuvo and snuo. Ahuvo is when it's easy to learn. One's got a clear mind, one's relaxed, without any pressures. But sometimes a person learns in a time when it's snuo, things aren't going well for him. So a person might think, the Torah that I learned in the days of the Ahuvo, the days when it was easy, that's real Torah. Says the Beis Yisrael, said this one as well. Sabachor ben hasnuo yakir. When a person learns Torah in the times of the snuo, in the times when it's difficult, that's yakir, that's pishnayim. Coming to start the day on a Monday morning, beginning of a week, after a weekend's break, and a person still thinking, oi, but a week ahead of me, and he pushes himself to come and learn. This is the Torah of the snuo, the Torah is difficult to push oneself to come and refresh and start a week with Torah of Avoda. It's a Moyer de Kazakh. And this what Beis Yisrael must have meant. Ki es ha-bechor ben ha-snuo yakir. Los es lo b'zoichot to the Pishnai. In Vilna, Rabbeisai, there was a Maisa. A Maisa in Vilna. And I'll tell you soon how the Asamu say it never happened. It's brought down a kama good reliable sforim as a Maisa. Put down in Panini Meshulchan Hagro, Yagdil Torah, and many, many more Sforim. In my sin, Vilna, where a man married a lady, and they didn't get on, and he divorced her. He didn't wait a long time, and he married somebody else. So he married a woman, they divorced, and he married another lady. Both women were mu'uberes at the same time. Both women had conceived and were carrying his child. The first woman gave birth after tes chodoshim, 9 months, from when she conceived. The second mother gave birth at zayin chodoshim, 7 months. However, the second lady gave birth first. So you have a case as follows. Let's talk about months. So a man marries a woman, January. Didn't work. And by the 1st of February, he's divorced and married somebody else. From the beginning of February, 7 months later, his new wife gave birth to a child after 7 chodoshim. A month later, his first wife gave birth to his child who was born a Ben Tess, a Ben 9 Chodoshim from the first marriage. Who's older? Who's older? Who's older? One's born first. So in that case, I might as well just step down and let you carry on. You say the one who's older. I wish it was so easy. Who's older? So the Tzibur here say, the one who's born first. So according to Tzibur, you'll tell me, is the child of the second wife, who's born after 7 months of the second marriage, born first, before the first child who was conceived from. We'll count our mitzvah soon. Very good. We'll count our mitzvah soon. So in Vilna, this might happen. It happened in Vilna. Well, if it happens in Vilna, in the times of the Gaon, you don't have to go very far. You go to the Gaon. So they went to the Gaon. And the Gaon said, Rabbi said these are the Gaon's words. Sinishka Bavli, and Sinishka Yerushalmi. You won't find this case in Bavli and not in Yerushalmi. It's a posuk in Parshas Kisitzi. We learned it this morning. And I'll tell you soon how there are some who shrai chai v'kayom that the Gaon didn't say it. But we'll soon get to them. But it's brought down in Gutta Svorim, and there's some Kabbalah the Gaon said as Abshat. A man has two wives. Ho'ahuvo v'hasnuo. Okay? V'yoldu lo'i bonim, they bore him sons. Who bore him sons? Ho'ahuvo v'hasnuo. So who had the child first? Ho'ahuvo. Agreed? V'yoldu lo'i bonim, ho'ahuvo v'hasnuo. So who had the child first? The ahuvo. Carry on. V'ho'yo ha'ben ha'bachor l'hasnuo. Now work that out. Says the Gaon, I'll tell him shot. It's the Gaon's poshut. And this is the Gaon's mahalach. This case is the case that happened in Vilna. The man had married the snuah first and had divorced her. Then he married Ahuvo. V'yoldu lo'i bonim ha'ahuvo v'hasnuah. The Ahuvo actually gave birth first. The second wife actually gave birth first. Because she was mu'uberes first. The heroin, the pregnancy of that woman was first. As always, the Gaon, in Kamagut to Svarim, it's brought down, this was the Gaon's psak. Before we go to the Shrein Chai V'Kayom, it's kedai to know, Hagam, we find it difficult to understand or to contemplate because Lefi the Gaon, it will come out that with twins, it's all completely reversed now. The Gaon seems to be saying that regarding the oldest child, who is the oldest, it doesn't depend on who's Yoitza La'avir Ha'olam, who enters the world first. And we all know the famous Chazal when it comes to twins, the child that enters the world second was created first. Well, according to the Gaon, how the Gaon is learning, it will come out that the oldest one is the one who's actually born into the world second. Now, la halacha, I'm being very clear, Rabbosai, that's not the halacha. But I must tell you, it doesn't mean the Gaon didn't say it. It could be the Gaon is choylik on that. It's zeir shayach to say that agam we, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, all pasken clearly that b'chayr is from shas leidah, a b'chayr is from birth and not from beginning of the pregnancy. It's the kakasha. You can ask all that all day. It doesn't matter. The Gaon is choylik enough for Shulchan Aruch for us to say the Gaon at taka azoy geholden. Be'emes. With this Gaon, there's a brilliant answer that Achronim bring out from this. There's a Peledig Akasha, Rabbosai. It took me 3 times learning it to chap it. I'll say it slowly. Femis, if you're not clear, hold with, I'll say it again. It's a Gaonish avot which the world wants to explain based on this Gaon. Hetzi, Rabbosai, an absolutely brilliant avot. Which, based on the Gaon, is Mahalach. It's Moedic. Listen to this. There are 2 Gemaras. There's 1 Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Dalet, where the Gemara has a Hava Amina, Perhaps, says the Gemara, Yibum only applies to a Bechoyer. We know the halach in this week's parasha. If a man dies Nebuch without leaving over any descendants, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. That means there's a mitzvah for the member of the family, a brother of the Nifter, to do Yibum to his late brother's wife. The Gemara in Yevomis has a Hava Amina. Perhaps, says the Gemara, Yibum is only with a Bechoyer. Okay? Simple Hava Amina. Just bear that in mind. Hold on to it and don't let go. Perhaps, Yibum only applies if there's a Bechoyer. Okay? If it's not a Bechoyer, no Yibum, it's a Hava Amina, which we have to understand. Fred developed. It doesn't make sense. How can the Gemara even have contemplated such a suggestion? How can one even have thought that that's possible? I'll tell you what. This week's parasha, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Yibum. And the Torah uses the word ish. Says the Gemara in Yevamos, ish. Do you know why it says the word ish? By the mitzvah of Yibum? To say that the brother doing Yibum has to be a man, has to be aged over bar mitzvah, and can't be nine already when he's roy to be a father. It's got to be ish, it's got to be a man, over bar mitzvah. Okay? So the word ish, says the Gemara, is out to tell me, there's got to be bar mitzvah. Being nine isn't sufficient. It's got to be bar mitzvah. Two Gemaras. A boy's like, if you put the two together, it won't make any sense at all. Let's just put those two Gemaras together and see if you can add it up. Okay? What's happened? I've just told you now that the Gemara says that a person does Yibum has to be an ish. Has to be post-bar mitzvah and can't be a kotter. Really? Well, the Gemara had a Hava Amina that Yibum is only possible if there's a Bechoyer. Only the Bechoyer should do Yibum. Work that out. If I only want to allow a Bechoyer to do Yibum, it must be the person who died is the younger brother. Am I right? If the Gemara is suggesting that only a Bechoyer could do Yibum, then the Nifter in question must be somebody who's second oldest. Oh, really? He's second oldest. Saying he's got an older brother, a Bechoyer. And the Gemara is telling me that this person who does Yibum has to be an ish. Has to be somebody who's after bar mitzvah. Why? Why do I need that? If somebody is married, he must be probably bar mitzvah himself in order for it to be valid to require Yibum. To require Yibum, the Kiddushin has to be bar mitzvah. To require Yibum, that was not Kiddushin. There'd be no requirement for Yibum unless the first marriage of the person was bar mitzvah. Okay? So, he might have married her. He could be a father. He could have a father before bar mitzvah. But there's no kiddushin before bar mitzvah, and there'll be no requirement of Yibum. That's clear. Yibum is not required. So for Yibum to be required, the man who died has to be bar mitzvah. Yeah. If I want to suggest that his bechoyer, his older brother, should be doing Yibum, that the person married is already a bar mitzvah. So why does the Gemara need to say ish? He's got to be bar mitzvah. Well, obviously bar mitzvah. If he himself is married and I only allow a bechoyer to do Yibum, if I'm only allowing a bechoyer to do Yibum, then obviously he's over bar mitzvah. The man himself who died must be over bar mitzvah in order for there to be a requirement and a possibility of the mitzvah of Yibum to take place. Yibum only takes place if the person was married properly and he dies. So the man who died is bar mitzvah. Okay, we know that. So if he's bar mitzvah, his older brother, well, surely he's older. If his older brother is older, I don't need the posagish. Azoy Fred developed a Mugadika Kasha. The Velt wants to say as follows. Based on this Vilna Gaon, we can answer this. It's a brilliant, brilliant chap. Based on the Gaon, we can get this totes. A man had two wives. Listen to this. Brilliant case. A man had two wives. One became Uberes first. Second woman became pregnant second, but gave birth first. Okay? Now, after 13 years, the son of the second lady, who was born first, so he turned, let's call it 13 first, because he was born first. So he turned 13 first, got married. And then he died. You now have a case where he has, according to the Vilna Gaon, a brother who's a bar, who's not even a mitzvah. Yet, according to the Vilna Gaon, it will come out that this young man who married after 13 years from his birthday, so he's a godel, but he has an older brother who hasn't yet got to 13 years from his day of birth. So he's a b'chol who's not a mitzvah. So you can have a case, says the Velt, where you have a somebody who is bar mitzvah and has an older brother who isn't bar mitzvah. Because according to the Vilna Gaon, b'chol depends on when the child was conceived inside the mother rather than from birth. This is a thought. I must say over, I was able to be in Shea by the Rosh Hashiva, Shlita Rav Avrom, Kovitz, Zazan Gazunt. I'll be learning the Sugya and Yashnoichalin, when the Baba Basra Kuf Chav Dalet, when discussing the Sugya, and Rav Avrom Zazan Gazunt was emphatic. The Gaon of the Snish gesagt. The Gaon of the Snish gesagt. He wouldn't have it. Rabbi Rome wouldn't have it. The Gaon didn't say it. He said it again and again in Shea. The Gaon didn't say it. The Gaon, it's clear something happened to Vilna. The Gaon of the Epis Yalgazot. Rabbi Rome said, as far as he's aware, this is what the case, how the Gaon explained. The Pesukim. Ki yelish. Seno lish tenosh. Ha'achas ahuva v'achas. The older you've got a problem because the older Lebonim who are Huva and the Snua. Huva has first. And yet Bahoya Ben Abachoyla Snua. So it needs to be sorted out. So Rom Zazan Gazut said, Efshe Pshat in the Gaon was as follows. Could be the man had two wives, the Ahuva and the Snua. That's fine. What is Kuyvea, the Shem Bachoyer? What makes a child a Bachoyer? When a child is born, the head enters the world first, followed by the body. This is the Gaon as follows. The Yitzias Horoish, the head of the child entering the world, makes a person considered viable, and at that moment already the child born. Viable. Yitzias Horoish. So the Bavon, the Gaon said like this. A man has two wives, Ha'ahuva V'Hasnua. The older Loibonim, each boy and sons, the Ahuvo and the Snuo. So who had first? The Ahuvo. The Ahuvo had a child first. Full birth of the Ahuvo was first. The child of the Ahuvos entered the world first. Because his head had entered the world first and then stopped. The birth had sort of held for a bit, the Yitzias Horoish of the Snua was first, and that moment thing stopped. Then the full laid of the full birth of the Snua, sorry, of the Ahuva, Ahuva was first. Yod lo bonim, Ahuva v'hasnua. V'ayu ha-ben ha-b'chol ha-snua. As is of the Velt. That's how the Rambam wanted to say Pshat in the Gaon. He didn't want to learn at all that the Gaon was cholik on the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch learning that it depends on when a child is conceived.
What's he do with Kihure Shis Oino?
According to his chart. According to
Torah of Rom.
Kihure Shis Oino?
Nothing to do with Reshis
Oino. Okay. He says that's Pshat Reshis Oino. You've always got a kasha, because when it comes to twins, Kihure Shis Oino, the tip of Roshona, the child comes up for second. According to the Gaon is Zeh Geshmak, by the way. According to the Gaon is also Zeh Geshmak. But tell you guys, Come over, Gedoyim, bring down this Gaon. The Netziv, Shoel Meishiv, Cheshek Shlema. And they all learn the Posuk completely opposite to the Gaon. They so much don't want to learn like the Gaon, they take the Posuk completely faket. And they want to say, now, boys, we haven't got time for this, they say, Taish completely faket. The Netziv, in Hemekdova, often not, brings down this gorn. He uses words, he says, it didn't say it. Can't be. Says that Netziv, a different pshat impossible, alternative pshat. The Netziv says like this. A man has two wives, Chahuva Bahasu. So we learnt, till now, always, that he married a snua, then he divorced her, then he married Ahuva. That's how we all understood the posse. They married a snua first, she came pregnant first, then he married Ahuva, who gave birth first. And we learnt that the Gaon had ben abuchoyel asnia to the first woman who conceived first. Says the Netziv, no! Listen to the Netziv's diuk. He says, she has two wives. Who's first? So Achaz? Ahuva. Ah. So Netziv, no. It's the other way around. Who did he marry first? So Achaz Ahuva. So I don't know why he got rid of her. Then he married a Snua. Okay, maybe the same time. So Achaz Ahuva. So Achaz Snua. So he married Ahuva first. Who was married first? The Yolduloi Bonim says that Netziv doesn't refer to birth. That refers to the conception. The Yolduloi Bonim Hua Huva Vahasnua. That Huva conceived first. Because she married first. The Yolduloi Bonim Hua Huva doesn't refer to actual birth. Refers to the moment of conceiving because he married her first. But who gave birth first? The Snua. For Hoyo Haben Habacholasnia because she was gave birth. Says in Netziv, he changes round the order of who married first. He says, V'yolduloi refers to the moment of conception. Ahuva conceived first. Irrelevant, says Netziv, I don't care about that. V'hoyo haben abachoyo lasnia belongs to the second woman who gave birth first. As they zogt, the Netziv, and Bemis, and as we said, the Gaon did or didn't say the Mahalach, it's not a kasha, we can't ask any questions on it, because the Gaon can be choyle kashochan oruch. The Gaon is Chodik HaShulchan Aruch countless times, but in the Bois HaMidah Wissen, as throughout Shas, when we find the concept, this concept especially, when the Gemara Baba Basra Kuvchov says, V'hoyo HaBen HaBochol HaSnio, says the Rashbam, Leido, birth. So the Rashbam clearly in Baba Basra wants to warn us off and says, V'hoyo HaBen HaBochol HaSnio. Not like the Gaon who learned is the Ben HaBochol HaSnio because she was conceive us. No! The Rashbam writes one word, Lido! He's a Ben Abachoyl from birth only. As they pass the Rambam in Nachlas and Perek Beis, it's only. It is possible, Rabbi Yisai, and we haven't got time today, we'll just touch upon it. It is your dua, something mentioned before. When it comes to bar mitzvahs, we'll find an interesting topic. And I'll try and put this together in the next 4 minutes. We know if there are two boys born twins, or let's call them friends, let's be simple, two friends who are born in a Shonam Uberes, this year in a Shonam Uberes, and one is born, let's be simple, on 25th of Adar Aleph. 10 days later, he's a young friend born, 5th of Adar Beis. The older boy is older. Can't argue, Ruvin is older, he's born 10 days old. What would happen in the year of the Bar Mitzvah? When the year of the Bar Mitzvah is a Shona Pshuta, one Adar, we all know, it's a Mechabe Shulchan Aruch, Oy Rechaim, Nun Hei, Sif Yud, straightforward as anything, no problem at all, Halacha is clear. The younger boy is Bar Mitzvah first. No Shaila at all. The younger boy is Bar Mitzvah first. Because there's only one Adar. And Hei Adar comes before Chofei Adar. Interestingly, there's a sefer called Halochas Katanas from Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, a cadet of a few hundred years ago, who discusses a shaila. He says, who's older? Who's older? Well, you'd all tell me, the one who's born first is older. Says the Halochas Katanas, no, not maskim. No, I don't agree. Bar mitzvah is koyveyah. If your bar mitzvah is first, you are older. He says, not only are you older, you are the goggle regarding, if it's twin brothers, you are the goggle, not legabacher. He says, you are the goggle, legabah covered for the older brother. You are the goggle for mitzvahs yibum. You're the older brother. Are you born 10? Doesn't matter how late you are. You're bar mitzvahs first. the Shlus Yaakov is choylek chai v'kayom. The Shlus Yaakov is choylek. He brings a raya from Gwan Eichin Lamed Aleph. He says, not true, not true, not true. It can't be. Bar mitzvah is after 30 years, and that's it. Everything else depends on moments of birth. The Halochas Ketanis wants to go as far as saying it's a gezeiras hakosuv. He says, I'll prove it to you, it's a posuk in the Torah, and this is his Mahaloch, it's a kadim of a few hundred years ago. He says, this was the Shaila with Yaakov and Esau. He said, Esau was born at the end of Adar Aleph, and Yaakov was born beginning of Adar Beis. And Yaakov's bar mitzvah was first. Says the Torah, Ve'yav, Yavoy Tzoy, older must serve the younger, because he's older. If we would learn like that, we could have an alternative pshat in a posuk. It wouldn't work with Dine Bechoyro. But otherwise, we could up Hidrush say this is Poshup Shat. Ki siyen ole ishte noshim van his two wives. Ho achas ahuva vo achas nuo. For yol dule bonin they bore him sons. Ho ahuva before the snuo. And if it's born in a circumstance, one is the end of Adar Aleph, one is the beginning of Adar Beis, and their bar mitzvahs in the shona, peshuto, could be a ben abachoy, the godly at least would be las nuo. So takazoich zaya boisai. We are Klal Yisrael now. We are the hated nations. The world loves the Umas Oilom, the Bnei Ahuva. We beg the Rebbe Yisrael, Lo Yuchal Levakir, Es Ben Ahuva. Hashem shouldn't take no notice of the Ben Ahuva. Al Pnei Ben Hasnua HaBachoy, we are the Bachoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We beg the Rebbe Yisrael, give us Pishnayim, and be Moitzi us Mitzor Yisrael. Amen. Amen.